Oh, I.
Could you share that with me so I can come in?
Yeah, for sure. Okay, it's going.
Okay, so me and Jigandu were together having coffee at Tim Hortons at Yonge and Dundas, and we got the text message from Angela saying the cops were here just before 2 p.m. And we got there just after 2, about like 5, 10 minutes after 2 p.m. Two bike police officers were there with a copy of the eviction notice for March 27th. Which I have still in my pocket. So they handed me a copy and said that we have to pack up all our things and go. Kevin had already started the process of packing up his stuff and was fine packing up our things and going. Most of the occupiers that are living there weren't actually there at that time.
Right.
And Kevin, along with Neil, were two of the few, along with Angela. There's three or four people that were there. As soon as I got there, me and Jigandu took over police liaison, me and Jigandu started talking to the officers, getting the lay down on what they wanted and what we were doing. And so we said that most of the people that had stuff there, like Angela was there, Kevin and Neil when I got there. And Neil had already packed up all the stuff and started heading off before John Herb got there. And so just after like around quarter past two, more occupiers started arriving. John Herb arrived as well as Alice and Craig. And
I walked over to the mall with Alice.
Yeah. And we were under the agreement that okay, most of our stuff is being packed. Okay, we're packing up our stuff. We're leaving right away, right? Because it's gonna take time to pack everything up and go. And before I could even start the
motion's coming down too.
Cool. And before I could even start, packing things up, John got very vocal about not being arrested and asserting our right to be there. And he got very, very emotional about it and started chanting and being very loud in the rotunda. And the rotunda actually just amplifies everything. So it was very annoying and very loud. And he was just yelling at the cops saying this wasn't right, this is wrong, that we should still be there. And pretty much just chanting. I couldn't even make out exactly what he was saying. He was just kind of like yelling. Police. Yeah.
He was demanding to know the arresting officer's superior. There was two arresting officers. They would not tell us who sent them there. And he wanted to know which division they came from and who the superior officer was, which they didn't give him.
He kept demanding and demanding. The police, I think, told him to leave, or like they pretty much kind of made him walk off on opposite direction. He kept coming back, and then they went after him and put him in cuffs and tried to take him back after that. And as they were coming back, I guess I don't know if they were taking him to get processed. I don't know why they're bringing him back towards the rotunda. I guess they're bringing him back towards the bikes were. Right? It was weird because John was walking off away from the camp. Right? Yelling and screaming and spouting off, and the cops went over.
So he was
put him in
he
cuffs.
Walked back over. When he got arrested, it was right at the corner there.
Okay.
Where all the guns were.
He got arrested walking back?
He came back over to where me and Gon were standing, right with the cops, and started yelling, and that's when they got him, like right in front of me.
Oh.
Yeah. And then they dragged him over towards 52, and that's when the whole thing happened.
Okay. Basically, yeah, I saw Alice and Craig were pretty much there recording Angela. After Angela
stopped
recording. Start
with Angela, like what happened?
Angela started, I actually just saw the video from what I saw. I was actually further away from it. I was closer to where the camp was on the turn side.
I'm sorry?
And
what
I don't
happened?
Heard
okay. As soon as the cops started, okay, John Herb started a speech, Angela started recording. And as soon as the cops snatched John, she was recording, and then she was following them over there, and wouldn't stop recording, and the cops were yelling at her to stop recording. So she got into some scuffles over the cell phone, and then was thrown to the ground. And the cop that had the cuff in his hand, who was trying to cuff her, ended up punching her in the face with the cuff. And possible broken nose, possible fractured eye socket. Bleeding everywhere.
Is the right side?
Yeah, they She yells for almost a minute that she wasn't trying to resist arrest, that she couldn't put her arms behind her back because of her medical condition.
And she had a backpack on the entire time.
She had her backpack on the entire time, so she couldn't put her arms
really,
behind her back.
Really, couldn't put the backpack
and,
on.
And they
back.
Just kept, you know, being brutal to her. Eventually they cuffed her, left her there. About 10 minutes went by. About 10 minutes went by, I called the ambulance, which wasn't there yet. Another about 5 minutes went by before the ambulance showed up. Maybe 5-10 minutes. So it's 15-20 minutes total before the ambulance even showed up. They eventually dragged her over to the curb, and then John drove over to the curb. And then the ambulance didn't even approach her at that point, so she was sitting over by that flower pot thing for a good 10 minutes after that, even before they even put her into the ambulance. And that's how long it went by, a half hour, 45 minutes?
Yeah.
From the initial incident to when they drove her away?
Yeah, pretty much. Actually, they took Craig and Alice away earlier, before them.
Because they were filming it.
Yeah, they were filming, and then
it was
got,
like a cascading effect, where like one person... Okay.
Yeah, pretty much cascading, yeah.
And then...
So
Alice recorded...
Angela
getting arrested.
Yeah.
And then Craig recorded Alice getting arrested, and they both got arrested for recording.
Yeah.
Oh, basically for standing around.
Angela recorded John Irv. Wow. Alice recorded Angela. And Craig recorded Alice.
And then I started recording Angela.
Me and Tim were standing way far back.
Yeah, and recording from far back.
Yeah.
And as soon as I saw like Angela and Alice and Craig, and I surrounded by the police, I started recording them. This was the cascade. I knew they didn't need to get arrested, but eventually the cops just made the decision, okay, we're arresting you. After they complied, after they got them, you know, to back off, and Craig was just like, okay, they're going to arrest us, we're going to stop fighting with them, don't get hurt. Craig was basically calming Alice down at that point, because Alice was getting irate too, because she was being restrained, not allowed to be recorded, recorded. That's the only thing that they were doing, Alice was recording. Right? Especially the brutality that Angela got. Right? And so then as Alice and Craig were getting arrested, I started the recording, and I also recorded John and Angela on the ground. I didn't get the incident, but I got the afterwards.
You guys said Angela went to St. Mike's?
Actually, somebody told me that they went to St. Mike's, and Angela's not at St. Mike's, so Angela may have gotten to the precinct without medical attention. Because nobody seems to know where she is at the hospital or not.
So really?
Might have to phone around to the hospital and see. Somebody said that she's not at St. Mike's, so I'm gonna text back and see.
All right, so that's pretty much it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.